I'd like to call this special meeting of Summit Hill School Board to order. If you'd all rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, and a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber.
Mr. Leonard.
Here.
Mrs. Martin.
Here.
Mrs. Kobacher.
Here.
Mr. Ward.
Here.
Mr. Faber, here. Mrs. Borgens.
Here.
Mr. Marin.
Here. Thank you very much. And with that, do we have any public comments from our two members of the public? No? Okay. Then we will move on to item four in the agenda, the action items. And the first thing that we're going to talk to is the approval of the student tablet purchase. And for that, I will hand it off to Mrs. Raines for information.
Sure. And would you like to have Kevin talk about the tablets in and of themselves first?
Sure. Okay. Sure.
Kevin, would you please come forward?
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Guess from feedback from the last meeting, you guys had some questions regarding the tablets that we're looking to purchase for the upcoming school year to work, continue with the project of putting more tablets in the classroom, put them on carts, and things of that nature. So I guess the kind of board's yours as far as what kind of questions you have for me.
You want to talk about that?
Well, my question is, have you had any issues with them? Because I've bought two of them for my kids, and those two failed. I got two replacements, and one of those replacements failed, and it's okay. All the same issue with the power button.
Okay.
So when this, when the last one failed, I didn't replace it with a fifth tablet. I just bought a laptop. So, I mean, that's my concern, is that I've had a lot of issues with them, and I'm wondering if the schools
for the most part
the same thing.
And really, for the most part, out of the district, you know, we bought about 532 of them from the combination of grants, what the district purchased and whatnot there. And one of the big questions when we were deploying these out there was to make sure that how are we going to try to keep them from getting broken? Because obviously they are in the students' hands on a day-to-day basis. They're small device. They can be moved around the room. They can be dropped. That kind of nature. So we did try to minimize it as much as possible by putting them in the carts, making sure that the teachers are the ones responsible to keep them in line and supervise the kids while they're using the devices. And from those practices, we've done pretty well by keeping those tablets, almost all 532, operational, with the exception of about six of them we had that broke from kids actually dropping them, and one that was just a mechanical failure with the keyboard. But other than that, software and device-wise, functionality, we still have all the other ones operational at this time.
So you've got six that are down?
Yeah. And out of the six...
No issues with power buttons?
No, power button wasn't a problem for
really?
For ours. I do know, I mean, it's a hard... It's a small little button.
Right.
You know, with the way that the case kind of comes together, because, you know, it's plastic. But from what we've experienced, we really didn't have any problem with that. It was just kind of a problem with one of the keyboards that didn't work up right, and we had to send that back. And then just the students who did drop, and we did get a couple replaced.
Right.
But that's the only thing we can't, you know, prevent, unfortunately, is if they're going to drop it, it's going to break, whether it's a $300 device or a $1,000 device. We have the same problem when we go up to teachers. You know, it's accidental. You know, things are going to happen where they're going to break. But the device itself, from what we've had, has been very successful. It does the job that we're looking to do in the district for the students going online, taking online assessments and tests, providing them a way to store documents and create documents and other things of that nature. And, you know, we do constantly look to see if there's another device out there. And there hasn't really been one that's as durable and as a good price point, you know, that we can use for the district at this time. So that's why we decided to continue to move forward with the project and, you know, go for another order to continue keeping them going into the district.
My question is, we've got 530 of these roughly in service now, plus we've got the Surface and the iPads in circulation for the teachers, and there's a cart, at least one cart of Surfaces for the kids, right?
Right.
So if we jumped this number by 50%, the company I work for ran into this a lot when we went from desktops to laptops. Do we have the infrastructure from a wireless bandwidth connectivity point of view to support another 270 devices across the district? And I realize they're not all at one school, but
right.
Neither are the 530. So some of these schools are going to be looking at two additional carts plus, you know. And so the wireless, was it built to handle this? Or?
Well, and that was actually one of our goals from last school year, was to actually, you know, we had put the wireless in just to get it started in the buildings a couple of years back.
Right.
So, but we didn't have a whole lot of wireless devices to actually see, you know, exactly. What the load was going to do. Now, last year, we were able to really push out, you know, 500-600 devices throughout the district. And when we were doing our testing, park test, we did find that there were some weak spots. And by doing so, that allowed us to prepare our tech budget for the next school year to make some improvements. So we do have that in place to make improvements at all the buildings to increase the infrastructure, the wireless, the network,
okay.
Where we found there was
some weaknesses.
Some short weaknesses that need to be done. So we're moving forward. Again, the way that we've kind of always done it in our district is slow but steady, you know, and that doesn't allow us to do a big jump and have a big problem. So by doing it slower, we can make smaller improvements. It doesn't, you know, impact the budget as much as, you know, some if you're going full in. So
we did a couple of hotel projects, and when they built the infrastructure, no one thought that there'd be not only one but three wireless devices in every room.
Well, and that's it. Unless
room,
you so. Actually have it, you really don't
right.
know. And that was really a good test for us during that park testing time. You know, where we thought we were covered, we found some weak spots. And again,
okay.
You know, how we have these laptops and carts, you know, we learned out of that maybe to deploy them differently, stage them differently so that they work better.
Okay.
Because we definitely found that when we did the second test for Park, it was a lot smoother. Things worked a lot better.
Okay.
We had kind of understood on, you know, some of the faults we came up with the first time.
And so there is a plan then to deal with that in the next budget. And then was there a plan in the next budget to buy more of these devices?
Yes. Correct.
Yes.
So there would be another purchase of ACES computers under the 15-16 budget.
Right. Under the 15-16 from the second order, from the one that we just submitted for this last one, there would probably be another 300 devices on the second order. So we're probably looking about upwards of about 600 coming in this upcoming school
year. And there would be another 300, so we'd be at about 1,100 district-wide then.
Right, correct.
Okay. And these are being used almost exclusively by students?
Yeah, they pretty much are all being used by student use. So they're being used for testing. Some of the schools like Trail, that's where they use that as their full-blown lab. They don't have old desktops anymore. They just have tablets.
Because we'd have 1,100 of these. Teachers are mostly using Surfaces, right, or the iPads.
Correct.
That I know that kindergarten teachers are using just to keep you on multiple platforms.
We're slowly phasing out of the old laptop platform and moving towards the tablet platform
right.
for teachers. So, again, and that's a similar thing. You know, what we had for those devices were great. They're kind of overkill. Now we're moving to more devices that are more purpose-based, better on the budget numbers, but we're moving forward with new technology.
Right, right, getting the laptops out of their hands and doing Surfaces or whatever else. We
right.
have. Okay. Anybody else?
Well, I'd like to go back to what you were just asking about. Is this an early purchase for next year, or is this a windfall purchase?
My understanding is it's a windfall purchase. So we would be purchasing this as an extra out-of-budget item for this year based on positive budget variances we had in other areas. So in total, we had a budget variance this year which kept us under budget by more than $100,000. And so we're able to purchase this, still remain within budget in total, in the 14-15 school, which is our FY 15, and then this would hit the 15-year books. And then next year, when we look at the budget for next year, there would be additional dollars for another 300.
Correct.
Right. Okay, and where does this put? I don't remember. It's all the way back to January, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Where does this put us in our overall program?
Well, this puts us right on target with, we're trying to increase our student-to-technology ratio. So, by the end of this upcoming school year, at the end of 15-16, we're looking to probably get closer to a 30%, 33% coverage. So a third of the district will be covered by having, the student will be able to have technology to use during the classroom day. So right now, before that, we were under 20% because we still had a lot of old desktops, or we just didn't have the machines to cover the amount of students we have in the district.
And we are not looking at one-to-one by
no,
any means.
No.
We're looking at carts per grade level.
Right, because we've seen is that a one-to-one ratio is great, but there are times when actually the students don't necessarily are going to be using a tablet or computer. If they're at lunch or they're in PE, you're not going to be running around with a tablet in their hand. So, you only need enough to cover the scheduling load for the day.
Right.
I mean, it's great to have it, but, again, there's no reason to do that if we don't have to.
To leave idle technology.
Right.
Although my kids can run and use a tablet. they're multi, very talented. So does that answer your question, Rich?
Yes.
Okay. Anybody else? Anything? So this would be a budget variance then that we'd be looking at. This would be outside of the budget. It would not put us over the budget in total. We'll still come in under the budget by some dollar amount, but that dollar amount will be $100,000 less. We would just funnel that. Instead of being a surplus, it would go towards something for the kids. Any other questions? Anybody? Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. Have a great evening.
So if there are no other questions, then I would ask for a motion that the Board of Education approve the purchase of 270 ASUS T100 tablets in the amount of $101,099.93.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any additional comments or questions? Can we have a roll call vote then, please, Mr. Faber?
Mr. Leonard.
Aye.
Mrs. Martin.
Aye.
Mrs. Kobacher.
Aye.
Mr. Ward.
Aye.
Mr. Faber. Aye. Mrs. Borgens.
Aye.
Mr. Marin.
Aye. And the motion carries. At this time, we will move down to the employment of administrative staff, which is item 4B. And at this time, can I have the motion that the Board of Education employ Don Hanston as assistant principal of Hilda Walker School effective July 1st, 2015 through June 30th, 2016 at a salary of $68,000.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any questions, comments? You have the candidate here. He's right up front for this meeting. Next meeting, he'll move back with the administrators. No? Can we have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Mr. Leonard.
Aye.
Mrs. Martin.
Aye.
Mrs. Kobacher.
Aye.
Mr. Ward.
Aye.
Mr. Faber. Aye. Mrs. Borgens.
Aye.
Mr. Marin.
Aye. Motion carries and welcome aboard.
I thought he was going to curtsy.
Got excited. Congratulations.
Congratulations. Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Great stuff.
Congratulations. Nice to meet you.
And the next item on the agenda, 4C, is closed session. We will have closed session with possibly some action items afterwards, but I'll get back to that in just a moment. We're going to move on to item 5A, approval of the bills list of June 22nd, 2015. This bills list only contains the tablets that we just discussed, or are there other things on there, too?
Well,
I'm sorry.
Things on there, too, just to conclude the year.
Yes. The biggest thing, this is the final one. It was in the board book. The largest thing is the purchase of the tablets on there for $100,000. So can I have the motion that the Board of Education approve the bills list of June 12, 2015 as presented?
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any questions or comments on the bills list? Hearing none, a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber.
Mr. Leonard.
Aye.
Mrs. Martin.
Aye.
Mrs. Kohlbacher.
Aye.
Mr. Ward.
Aye.
Mr. Faber. Aye. Mrs. Borgens.
Aye.
Mr. Marin.
Aye. And the motion carries. Moving back up to action items, at this time the board is going to go into closed session. We will come out of closed session and may have an action item to take. We will come out and acknowledge whether we're going to take one or not. And then the board will be going back into closed session for a longer session where there will be no action items taken after that. So it's going to be a two-part with maybe action in between, just to keep it interesting. So at this time, can I have a motion that the... Can I have the motion that we go into closed session according to 5 ILCS 120/2C1 to consider information regarding the appointment, employment, compensation, discipline, performance, or dismissal of specific employees or officers of the district or legal counsel for the district, including hearing testimony on a complaint lodged against an employee or against legal counsel for the district to determine its validity.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Unless there's any questions or comments, a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber.
Mr. Ward.
Aye.
Mrs. Kohlbacher.
Aye.
Mr. Leonard.
Aye.
Mrs. Martin.
Aye.
Mr. Faber. Aye. Mrs. Borgens.
Aye.
Mr. Marin.
Aye. We are in closed session, and again, we'll come out and let everyone know if there will be action and then go back in. Thank you very much.
Oh, I thought you had something for me to sign. Oh. Boo.
All right, we are back in open session, and at this time the board does have an action item, and that action item is going to be under agenda item 4B, employment of administrative staff. At this time, can I have a motion that the board employ Douglas Wiley, the position of finance director, at a salary of $112,000 annually with an automatic increase to $115,000 upon completion of the certified business school business official program.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Hearing none, a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber.
Mr. Ward.
Aye.
Mrs. Martin.
Aye.
Mrs. Kohlbacher.
Aye.
Mr. Leonard.
Aye.
Mr. Faber. Aye. Mrs. Borgens.
Aye.
Mr. Marin.
Aye. And the motion carries. Welcome aboard.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. That is all of the business that we had for open session. We are going to go back into closed session, but no business coming out of the next closed session. So at this time, can I have the motion that we return to closed session according to 5 ILCS 120/2C1 to consider information regarding appointment, employment, compensation, discipline, performance, or dismissal of specific employees or officers of the district or legal counsel for the district, including hearing testimony on a complaint lodged against an employee or legal counsel for the district to determine its validity.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any questions or comments? Roll call vote then, please, Mr. Faber.
Mr. Ward.
Aye.
Mrs. Martin.
Aye.
Mrs. Kohlbacher.
Aye.
Mr. Leonard.
Aye.
Mr. Faber. Aye. Mrs. Borgens.
Aye.
Mr. Mayor.
Aye. We are in closed session.
Okay. Bye, Sergeant Dressing.
Thank you for sticking around, Kevin. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Sorry, you can forget me. No,
no,
and we're back in open session.
That's all you got to turn on.
No, he's going to open the door.
Yeah, I forgot. I was out there.
Just in case.
Somebody out there. Ted didn't even stick around for the first one.
Yeah, what's up with that?
He had the county meeting to go to. And we're back in open session. As stated before, the board has no action items after this last closed session. So if I can have the motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor acknowledge by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And we're adjourned. Thank you.
Have a good vacation.